You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Eager to thank you today for the good work that you have done. Stay with us.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Coming up, more stories of liberation and what that means to people that are being liberated from Sudan with Christian Solidarity International. I'm Kevin McCullough, and this is Kevin McCullough Radio.
Binge thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he's playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, glad to have you back. It's Kevin McCullough, and on this Super Tuesday across the country, people are going to the polls and voting and doing that. We are still very much focused here at Kevin McCullough Radio on trying to liberate about 100 people out of slavery. And I was thinking about this as Todd Chapman rejoins us from CSI. Todd, I was thinking about, you know, today's an important day. People are they've arrived in an era in which they can vote and cast their voice and determine the future of what they want to do. And the people that we're talking about can't even dream of having that kind of ability to determine their own lives. And it's just another reminder of how blessed we are and why it's important that we help those who aren't like us.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's interesting. The tension that we Americans live in on so many levels. And I think, you know, especially, you know, I know I feel this as a follower of Jesus, and I hope maybe you do the same thing, but all the tensions that we live in between the blessings that we have and the opportunity to minister to people around the world that don't, you know, have the level of blessing that we do. But also the cultural tensions, all the political tensions, things like that, really easy for us to get distracted, from the things that aren't, let me restate. Easy for us to get distracted by the things that are important, but they're not most important when it comes to the kingdom of God, right? And I know that dealing with political issues and things like that, that's a big part of why you listen to the Kevin McCullough program, and that's great. We need to be informed about what's going on in public policy and things like that. But in the grand scheme of things, when we stand before our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you know, as we look at Scripture, the litmus test of those of us who are really living in the calling of what Christ has for us is to love our neighbors, love the Lord and love our neighbors as we do ourselves. And so I just think I'm always in my mind, because I'm pretty politically aware and try to be, you know, keep in the know on stuff like that. But if I'm not careful, Kev, I find myself tipping into the realm of like being so distracted by that I lose focus of opportunities to serve and really share and be a part of the sharing the transformative love of Christ around the world. So just, you know, just a confessional moment for me, maybe a reminder for maybe where you're at right now, because, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on in the U.S., but the reality is we still have an amazing opportunity to be emissaries of good, sharing the love of Christ and changing lives. And in the case of this opportunity with CSI, freeing captives in the name of Jesus, people that have spent most of their life living in captivity, suffering under abuse, repression, you know, loneliness, despair, and you can free them today. So really grateful for those who have already given. We've had about 29 people give gifts of varying amounts so far during this campaign, and we're almost halfway to our goal of freeing 100 slaves, but that means that you are still needed to do your part. $250, you're freeing a Sudanese slave, a woman who's been held captive for most of her life, and you can set her free in Jesus' name when you call 800-222-5909, 800-222-5909. You're going to join Liliana, who just gave a $250 gift. Thank you. Actually, she gave $300. Thank you, Liliana. Very generous. And Rosanna, she gave $250. So two slaves freed by those two godly ladies right there.
Appreciate that, and appreciate everybody that has participated so far. 35 of the 100 slaves are free. That means we have about 65, 66 to go, and would very much appreciate if you could consider. You've heard us talking about it for a few days now. We're kind of getting to the point in time where it's time to stop listening and thinking and start some of the doing. And it's a very simple idea on this, Todd. This is not something that the rest of the world has much concern about. Even the countries that settled the Sudan civil war when they came in, and there was a coalition of countries, and actually CSI was paramount in getting those countries together, talking to Sudan and figuring out how to partition the country so that you could have the Christians in the south safely, and you could have the Arabs in the north. And they took care of all of that. They divided the countries. They said, okay, you have two different governments. Everything's done. And then they left and they forgot about the slaves. And this is not something that any major world organizations are dealing with right now. This is something that if we don't do it, if CSI and you and I don't come together and get this done, it won't get done. This is something that only those of us that really believe in Jesus have the opportunity to do something about today. So in the light of that, I'd like to encourage you to make that call, 800-222-5909, 800-222-5909. Now, if someone's just joining us, Todd, one of the ways that I think really fills in the picture for them is to hear the story of somebody that has been liberated, and I know that you have a few of those.
Yeah, I'm looking at a photo of a beautiful young woman named Buk Akech Yai, and she was liberated from her journey in slavery, her life of slavery, in our last slave liberation, which was in November of last year. She had lived for decades in bondage. She'd been taken captive when she was a little girl. She walked several days to reach freedom in South Sudan, along with a bunch of other slaves. And her days in slavery, they were brutal. They were miserable. Relentless labor, unspeakable sexual abuse. But even in the midst of all that suffering and tragedy, God saw fit to bless her with a child. And so she's grateful for that. And we're really excited because not only did Abuk come into freedom, but Kevin, for the very first time, and we've been working on this for a lot of years, but it's just begun to happen in the last year or so, we were actually to not only free Abuk, but actually free her young son as well. And so we're really excited that he stepped into freedom with her. There is kind of a bit of a sad part to this story, though, because Abuk, she actually was allowed to marry within the context of her slavery. And not a lot of slaves are allowed to do that, but she was. I mean, maybe she had a slightly more lenient or compassionate slave master. Not that he didn't abuse her and treat her terribly, but at least he let her marry, and that's where her son came from. So she and her son are now free, but her husband remains in captivity. So that's a celebration, but also a prayer. Now, we would love to have this family completely reunited as soon as possible, and I know that our slave retrievers are likely working to free her husband as well. But, you know, think about that. It's a tale of tragedy, but also transformation. And this is the story that we're trying to replicate and duplicate time after time. We've been doing this for 25 years, freeing these slaves. Over 135,000 have been freed so far, but there's still 40 or 50,000 remaining in captivity, which is just a staggering number to think about that. And many of you have probably never even knew this was a thing, but it is a thing. And CSI is the only organization that's engaged in freeing these Sudanese slaves. So if you want to be a part of setting captives free, maybe in the case like a book, there's a child in tow as well. You could free two slaves. That would be awesome. $250 gift. We'd ask you to pray about giving that.
Pray and then call 800-222-5909, 800-222-5909. If you would prefer to do it through the convenience of your personal device that's in your pocket that sometimes makes calls or sends emails or does any number of other things that device does, takes pictures. If you'd like to give via that, you can just go to WMCA.com and click on the CSI banner at the top of the page. Either way, it shouldn't take you more than just a couple of minutes, and it will mean the world. $250 will set a human free and give them the start of a new life in Jesus' name. 800-222-5909, 800-222-5909, 1-800-222-5909, or go to WMCA.com. Coming right back with more from CSI and Todd Chapman, Kevin McCullough. Glad to be here.
Stand Courageous Men's Conference is coming to New Jersey in just a few short days. On March 23rd from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., men from across the metro area will be gathering together to be encouraged and challenged. The venue will be Liquid Church in Parsippany. The cost is $69 per man or $49 with a group of 10 or more. Breakfast and lunch are included. There are special discounts for veterans and first responders. Men, please bring your sons, your sons-in-laws, and your friends. Stand Courageous is a ministry that seeks to help men be all that God has called them to be. Space is limited, so register now at standcourageous.com/events. That's standcourageous.com/events. Or for groups by calling 1-800-225-4008. That's 800-225-4008. Plan to join us on March 23rd and stand courageous.
This is Dennis Prager. I am excited to announce the all-new Pragertopia Plus. You can listen to my show whenever it's convenient for you, all commercial-free and all on demand. Now with Prager Plus, search topics, guests, and segments all the way back to 2010. And now a truly exciting new benefit, my monthly online video get-together for Pragertopia Plus members only. This is where for an hour each month, Pragertopia Plus members get an exclusive chance to ask me anything. That's right, anything. It's on video. I'll be talking to you and answering your questions. We may even have a special guest every now and then. I've never done this. Submit your questions for me at Pragertopia.com. This is only available to Pragertopia Plus members. This is our chance to connect like never before. Go to Pragertopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
Download the AM570 The Mission mobile app on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on WMCA.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Numbers mean much to me because of prostate cancer. I'm Johnny Braggs, the number two. For my stepfather who died of prostate cancer, and my uncle who suffered so much after prostate cancer surgery. The number 15. 15 years since Dr. Lederman's successful treatment of my prostate cancer. The number 0, which is my PSA. 0, after Dr. Lederman's successful prostate cancer treatment. What every man wants. The numbers 1, 2, 3, 4. Important for every man with prostate cancer. 1, getting the most successful treatment. 2, avoiding radical robotic surgery. 3, keeping sexual function. 4, maintaining urinary control. Call my Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES, to consider his prostate cancer treatment for you. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. 1384 Broadway at 38th. Call 212-CHOICES for prostate cancer treatment. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES. I'm glad I did. You'll be number one with Dr. Lederman.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've all helped support MyPillow and their employees in these tough economic times. Mike Lindell knows this and continues to give back to listeners with deals on his most popular products. You've heard me recently speak about the My Slippers, the Giza Sheets, the MyPillow 2.0, and more. But some great news, the MyPillow 6-pack bath towel sets are back in stock. They are extremely absorbent and still provide that cushiony, soft wonderfulness that you look for in a towel. The set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, 2 washcloths. Regular price, $79.98. For a limited time, you can get this 6-pack towel set for only $39.99 with promo code WMCA. That's a 50% savings. So go to MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798 and use promo code WMCA to save 50% on the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets. That's MyPillow.com or 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798.
Numbers mean much to me because of prostate cancer. I'm Johnny Braggs, the number two. For my stepfather who died of prostate cancer and my uncle who suffered so much after prostate cancer surgery. The number 15. 15 years since Dr. Lederman's successful treatment of my prostate cancer. The number 0, which is my PSA. 0, after Dr. Lederman's successful prostate cancer treatment. What every man wants. The numbers 1, 2, 3, 4. Important for every man with prostate cancer. 1, getting the most successful treatment. 2, avoiding radical robotic surgery. 3, keeping sexual function. 4, maintaining urinary control. Call my Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES, to consider his prostate cancer treatment for you. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. 1384 Broadway at 38th. Call 212-CHOICES for prostate cancer treatment. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES. I'm glad I did. You'll be number one with Dr. Lederman.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Welcome back. It's Kevin McCullough. It's AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA. He's Todd Chapman, and I'm glad that you're with us. 800-222-5909. We are asking you to help us liberate the 65 slaves that remain on our list. Now, I'm just doing the math here, Todd, and I'm thinking about the total number of churches. There's about 8,000 churches within the sound of our voice right now in the tri-state. That means what? One slave from every 300 churches or something like that would get us to the 65 slaves released and freed and set free. Friends, we know that this is not a hard thing to do. $250, it may be a lot of money in one time, but you can break it up into multiple gifts over a couple of months. You can do what is necessary to help you be able to afford in your budget what it would take to liberate a slave. But Todd, I would challenge people, if you've never thought about liberating a slave before, to do so, because the minute you kind of enter into this process of doing it, it's been mine and my family's experience that there's something very not just enjoyable about it, because you know you're doing something good for somebody, but you really begin to understand when you get the stories from CSI and you begin to see the conditions of where these slaves have been, you begin to see how vital what you've done in that moment really is. Because it is the difference between someone maybe being beaten to death today and cursed at, sexually abused, physically abused, or being released. And it can literally be just that much of a light switch, on or off. Is it going to be darkness or will it be light? And we get to play the role in flipping the switch.
Yeah, absolutely. And you do that by calling 800-222-5909, 800-222-5909, asking you to pray about giving a $250 gift or more if you have the capacity. Patrick gave a very generous gift a couple of days ago, $1,500, freeing six slaves. Think about that. Six lives completely pulled out of abuse and neglect and slavery and bondage and set on a path to having a new life, an entire new life. I mean, it's a restart, big giant reset. And Patrick made that possible. And I know not everyone can give $1,500, but perhaps you could give a larger gift. You could give $500 or $1,000, maybe do a monthly gift of, $50 or $100 for the next 12 months and free multiple slaves. I would definitely ask you to consider doing that if you have the capacity. Or Kev, I love your idea. So many churches in our area. And it just takes one person who getting lit up about something and then gushing about it to other friends, maybe your Bible study group, Sunday school class, any small group that you're part of in your church. If you've been captivated by this opportunity, why don't you share it with some friends? Because if you had, you and four other friends each given $50 together, you have, as your little Bible study group or whatever your group of friends is, you are freeing a slave together. And, it's interesting when it comes to giving, because the enemy really does, I think a lot of the reasons why more Christians maybe don't participate in giving financially to various ministries is because the enemy lies to us. I mean, shocker, right? Satan doesn't want us to do any good in this world. And so when we begin to contemplate responding to an opportunity like what we're bringing to you right now, maybe you start thinking about, could I really afford the $250? Or, I mean, it's just interesting, the parade of doubts and questions and things that go through our mind. But I got to tell you, Kev, you and I have known each other a long time. We've had a privilege of advocating for a number of ministries, CSI, Food for the Poor, a number of other organizations on WMCA across the years. And without a doubt, together we've probably helped, encourage people to give tens of thousands of dollars, maybe even up into the six figures, probably so. I've never had a single person that gave, and I'd be curious if you have, come back and say, really wish I hadn't freed that slave. I mean, I probably could have used that $250 better. I really wish I hadn't fed those starving children. Really wish I hadn't given water.
Nothing but the opposite. People saying exactly. That they wish they could have done more.
Totally. That's the way God's economy works. We are created to be like Jesus. And the more that we exercise those spiritual muscles of compassion and generosity, the more we become like Christ. And that's why you hear these great stories. Rick Warren's really, noted for a lot of things, not so much this, but if you dig into like Rick Warren, who's pastor of Saddleback Church and radio ministry and books and all that, he decided early in his ministry, he's like, you know what, God's blessed me, I'm just going to give it away. And the more he gave away, the more God blessed him so that he could give more money away. It's a beautiful thing, the way God's economy works. Maybe you've already experienced that in your life, and if you have, and you haven't yet given to this cause of freeing these Sudanese slaves, these beautiful women, and now their children who have been held captive for the majority of their lives. They want nothing more than to be free. They want to get a restart on their lives back in their home country. They pray and long to possibly be reunited with their families from whom they were taken when they were little children. I can't imagine a more beautiful and perfect picture of God's liberation and God's love than you stepping into this moment and giving whatever amount you can give. If you can give $250, that's awesome. You can give more, that's awesome. If you can't give the $250, don't hold back. Give whatever part you can, and God will bring other people, and together you will be freeing a slave today.
Well, and I'm so convinced in the liberation of the slave by the individual who gives. Like, I really want to encourage your friend, if $250 is too much to bite off as a one-time payment,
yeah, break it up.
Then ask yourself, say, could I do $50 a month mm-hmm. for the next 5 months? Right. Then in 5 months, when I've collectively paid $250, another slave will be liberated. There will be liberations going on later in the year, and even up to the end of the year. Maybe even that's too much. Maybe you need to do $25 a month for 10 months. But in any situation, can you ask yourself, what would I be willing to do to liberate a human life? And Todd, one of the kind of litmus tests for me is, if it was my child, to what degree would I be, not just willing, but urgently, passionately committed to getting that person free? If my child was the one in slavery, how important would it be for me to see that person freed? And I think that it would be very urgent. Well, these are God's children. They're important to him. Many of them know him and love him by name. They're our brothers and sisters. They have been subjugated. They've been told they can't have their faith. They have been given every type of abuse in the book. How much more urgent is it for us to say, can I do this? So don't ask yourself, don't undersell yourself, I guess is what I would say. If you can't do $250 in a one-time payment, can you do $125 over 2 months, or $80 a month over 3 months, or $50 a month over 5 months? But can you do it in such a way that you get to complete that task of liberating a human life and watching them flourish in their new surroundings? We'll tell you a little bit more about what that flourishing consists of, because you need resources to have a life that's successful, even in South Sudan. And your $250 actually supplies that. Everything they need to start their life over comes from your gift. Everything that they get, the food, the utensils for growing more food, the ability to support themselves, the protections from the weather, etc., it all comes from your $250 gift. So would you consider giving someone a new start right now? 1-800-222-5909, 800-222-5909, or just pull out that thing that's in your pocket. We call it a phone, but it takes pictures and does computer stuff and all the other stuff. Just go on there to WMCA.com and click the banner for CSI, and it'll take you a couple minutes to do it that way as well. 800-222-5909, 800-222-5909.
Trish Regan provides the analysis you need each day on the Trish Regan Podcast on the Salem Podcast Network.
The Democrats keep getting this one wrong. They think that they can just flip states, that suddenly all the Hispanics are going to vote for Joe Biden. And in fact, what you're actually seeing in places like Texas is Hispanics, they're overwhelmingly coming out in favor of Trump.
Subscribe to the Trish Regan Podcast today on Apple, Spotify, Google, YouTube, Rumble, or at SalemPodcastNetwork.com.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
We're talking with Dan Buttafuoco of Buttafuoco & Associates. Dan, you and your firm get the right medical treatments for your clients. You get around them. You support them. It's not all about the money.
We have a rule in the office. It's the do unto others as you'd have them do unto you rule, which you know where that comes from. And basically, we will not send you to any doctor that we wouldn't send our own family members to. There are plenty of lawyers who will send you to doctors who will butcher you up to make the case better. I think that's abhorrent. I think that's evil. And it's not about making my firm money. It's about getting you better and getting you back to your normal life. So we send you to only top doctors, hospital for joint diseases, hospital for special surgery, chiefs of neurology at Maimonides. I mean, we have a panel of doctors that are amazing and the type of doctors that you would want to see and will make you better.
Buttafuoco & Associates screens all cases before starting so they can speak confidently in court knowing all aspects of your case. Call them today to get more information at 800-669-4878. That's 800-NOW-HER.
This is an urgent announcement for anyone that's $10,000 or more in debt. Before you make another minimum payment, you need to know there are special programs that can completely free you of your debt. Total Financial Freedom can help you become debt-free in months instead of years. Resolve your credit card debt, signature loans, department store cards, internet loans, and timeshares. Call now at 800-533-6605 for a free consultation. For 17 years, Total Financial Freedom has helped thousands get out of debt. You can feel confident when calling because Total Financial Freedom is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and a Christian-owned company. Don't get stuck in the endless cycle of payments. You have the right to get your debt resolved and substantially reduce your monthly payments. Call Christian-owned Total Financial Freedom now at 800-533-6605. That's 800-533-6605. 800-533-6605.
Embark on an extraordinary cruise this fall with Alistair Begg. Immerse yourself in vibrant autumn colors and serene landscapes for 7 life-changing days of spiritual renewal. From rugged Maine to the European charm of Quebec City, you'll encounter natural beauty and a region steeped in history. Imagine evenings under the stars, sharing stories and making new friends, while exploring charming villages, scenic lighthouses, and historic sites during the day. You'll also savor fresh seafood and delicious lobster. Join us for a journey that will refresh your soul and draw you closer to God with Alistair Begg and Salem Media on the Deeper Faith Canada and New England Cruise. Call 855-565-5519, 855-565-5519, or book online at deeperfaithcruise.com.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Welcome back, Kevin McCullough. Glad to have you with us. It is CSI time at Kevin McCullough Radio. We love liberating slaves. We love doing it. We love telling other people about it. We love finding people that have never heard that we're doing this and telling them all about it. Because, Todd, I know that you probably get this in your travels. But when you say to somebody, you know, they say, hey, what are you really excited about? I say, hey, did you know we freed a slave last week? And they'll look at you like you're just the craziest person on earth because nobody thinks that slavery exists anymore.
Yeah, well, the sad fact is that slavery is more alive and well than it's ever been globally. And it takes different forms and it's hidden, not hidden where it's occurring, but hidden largely to Americans, because, I mean, frankly, it doesn't make our news cycle. It's not an important enough topic. We know we've got enough stuff that impacts us on a day-to-day basis that it doesn't even make the cut. But that doesn't stop the fact that there's 50 million slaves, it's estimated, in the world. And I don't even know how you tabulate that, because not like you could go take a census of how many slaves there are in the world, right? I mean, these slave masters and the people that live under forced labor situations and in the human trafficking world and things like that, they're very difficult to count. But the estimate is 50 million, more than 50 million people living in bondage. Hmm. And I just want to encourage you, don't let that number just bounce off your forehead. Don't let that zing right by your head in the mass stream of information and stats that we live in here in America. Let that one sink in. I mean, let that really sink in and think about what that means. 50 million people. I mean, Kev, that's like, what do we have? 350 million people in the U.S. now. Can you imagine like 15-20% of the United States living in bondage? I mean, that's what's going on. And as followers of Jesus, man, that needs to break our heart. That needs to break our heart. And it's not just the fact that they're in captivity, but it's what they are enduring. And, you know, it's truly a living hell. It really is. But in spite of that, we're children that were in Christian households, Christian villages. And that's why these marauders were allowed to come in and basically say, you know, you either convert to Islam or we're going to kill you or we're going to take you captive. And they did both. Men were often, most of the time, killed. Women and kids taken captive, turned into slaves. And most people, I guarantee you, most people within the sound of my voice, you don't even know this story that I'm telling you. This happened 25, 30 years ago. And CSI has been working every day, every week, every month, every year since then to person by person rescue these captives. And God's done an amazing work through generous people like you who $250 at a time, $500, $1,000 at a time. You resource us to free these slaves. But Kev, the work is not done. We've got another liberation coming up soon. We're hoping and praying that we can free another 200-300 slaves. That's about what we free every time we do one of these liberations, and they happen three times a year typically. And so we've got one coming up, and your gift right now will resource us to go and add another woman and maybe her child now onto the list of people that can join in that big migration of slaves from North Sudan into South Sudan and into freedom. This truly is freeing people in the name of Jesus and setting them on a path to have a new life and praying that you'll be a part of it. And you alluded to this earlier. Part of what your $250 gift does, it sets them up to be able to move forward in life with all possible success. So they come down into South Sudan. We've got these camps where they settle in initially, and we document them and we learn as much as we can about them. If we can, we begin to try to find their family, reunite them. We can't always do that. And if we can't, then they've got a community there anchored around a local pastor, a local church where they can set up shop and call that home. But we also give them the materials that they're going to need to move forward in life. We give them grains. We give them blankets and tarps, cooking utensils, fishing things, you know, anything to procure food because got to eat. We give them mosquito netting because mosquitoes throughout the year in Sudan can be bad. They carry malaria, so we want to protect them from that. And we give them a she-goat, which is, you know, it's such, man, that's such a kickstart. It really, well, that was good. A goat and a kick, huh, right there. It's a kickstart in life, right? Because it gives them milk. They can breed the goat, and then you know, as they begin to breed them, they can sell some of those off, or they can, you know, if they want to, they could butcher some of the offspring and have food to eat. And we know this works. That's why we've been, I guess, 25 years. You perfect the way we work, and we know that this bag of hope is instrumental in making sure that these women have every opportunity to start a new life. And you are the spark that starts it all. Your gift of $250 or more, and you start all of this beauty and transformation. You really bring a miracle into the lives of these women.
800-222-5909. When you give that gift right now, that's exactly what starts. The life of the woman is transformed. 800-222-5909. There are 65 slaves still on our list. 250 removes one name at a time. Will you help us? 1-800-222-5909. 800-222-5909.
Hi, my name is Ryan Bourne.
And I'm Danica Bourne.
And we're the owners of South Coast Tax.
We started our company 10 years ago in an effort to help our fellow Christians experiencing tax issues resolve their matters by taking a simple three-step approach.
South Coast Tax are Christian-based tax accountants and attorneys that specialize in releasing bank levies, wage garnishments, and filing complex tax returns. We are the leaders in acceptance of offers and compromise with awesome results. We're also a small firm who will treat you like family, not just a number.
Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176 for a free consultation. And we'll take the time to explain all of the programs that you qualify for in order to allow you a fresh start.
Proverbs 15:22 says, plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed.
Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176, and together we can help achieve this goal by putting the IRS debt behind you for good. Again, that number is 1-800-TAX-1176.
AMAC is the Association of Mature American Citizens, an organization who's not only dedicated to America's seniors, but is vital for conservatives of all ages. AMAC stands out by not only advocating for senior issues, but also by pushing for conservative values that affect us all. By joining, you're not just supporting our senior citizens, you're part of a movement defending our freedoms and securing our nation's future. Plus, membership brings you exclusive benefits like discounts on travel, dining, entertainment, and special insurance rates. Regardless of your age, if you're driven to preserve freedom, AMAC welcomes you. This is about uniting youthful vigor with wisdom of experience in our quest for conservative principles. Sign up now at amac.us/fight. And for a limited time, get a free gift membership for someone who shares your love for our great nation. Don't miss out on this chance to make a difference with AMAC. Join today at amac.us/fight and extend the invitation to a friend or family member for free.
Listen to The Mission WMCA anywhere you go with the AM 570 The Mission mobile app. Download on Google Play, iTunes, or listen to TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough, AM 570, 102.3 FM, The Mission WMCA. We are liberating slaves, captives today, if you will, 800-222-5909, because there are people in captivity. Todd Chapman.
Yeah, there are actually more slaves in the world today than at any time in human history, which is a staggering thought. A lot of people think that, oh, slavery, that's a thing of the past. No, it's very much alive and well. Bad people, evil people, and the enemy destroying lives, doing it through slavery, through abuse, in various forms and fashions. And CSI is working to set captives free, to free, feed, and heal captives in 18 countries around the world. The center point of our work is in Sudan, where people were abducted, mainly women and children at the time, but they've been held captive in North Sudan now for decades. And every year, thanks to generous people like you, CSI is able to set them free and march them, walk them into their home country of South Sudan. When we can, we reunite them with their family in their community and get their life back on track, get them on the course that God had for them before the enemy intervened. Can't do it without your help. Here's the amazing thing, though. You talk about setting a captive free, setting him up in a new life. If I didn't know anything about it, I'd think, that's got to cost thousands of dollars. It's $250 to set a captive free, give them a goat, give them grain, give them supplies to get their new life started, a life filled with hope. We set them up with a church community. It really is freedom and a new life in Jesus. Would you pray about being involved with that today? Join WMCA as we seek to set 100 slaves free.
800-222-5909 is the number to do that, 800-222-5909. You can also give online at WMCA.com. Just click the CSI button at the top of the page or call 800-222-5909.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
And welcome back, Kevin McCullough. Glad to have you with us. We are talking about the liberation of human beings from slavery. 1-800-222-5909, 800-222-5909. We've referred to this a few times throughout the show today, but the level of abuse that these women endure is excruciating. If you will, just do this exercise with me. Close your eyes for a second and think about what your life would be like if from the time you were awakened in the morning and you were awakened by someone yelling at you and you existed all day long, basically being told, do this, do that, go here, sit there, do this, carry that over there, lift this heavy jug of water, go get more. And that was your entire life. There was no care. There was no concern. There was no thinking about, you know, what was going on in your heart or mind. You were just the instruction taker, and you just went and did the things that you were commanded to do. And if that was just the worst part of your life, it would be a crummy life. That would be a very disillusioning experience. But layer onto that things like being sexually abused. Layer onto that constant haranguing abuse from the slave master's wife, and just the nonstop, you know, name calling, insulting, filthy name calling that you endure. In addition to that, the physical toll of having to do long hours of labor all day long, and not given breaks and not given enough food to eat or water to drink to really sustain yourself through that activity. And you get to the end of the day and you've experienced all of this abusive, you know, behavior. You're the brunt of all of it. And the only solution is that you go to sleep and you wake up the next morning and it starts all over again. Now, I wonder how many of us, you and I, would survive very long in just a portion of that kind of treatment. And yet, Todd Chapman from CSI, one of the remarkable things about the stories that these women tell us is that some of them make it through the night because they quietly and silently pray to the God that they're not allowed to mention during the day.
Right.
That they long and pour out their heart to him and say, Lord, please save me from this. Please send hope. Please send help. That's a prayer that is uttered dozens and hundreds and thousands of times a night by the 45,000 slaves that are still in slavery in northern Sudan. And today, when you give a $250 gift, you stop that whole cycle. All of that abuse comes to an end. Those prayers get answered. That person gets liberated and taken to a place where they can't be treated like that anymore. I just want you to feel that for a second. All of that abuse just suddenly stopped. And then the new life begins, where the CSI staffer says, let's tell your story. And they help them document who they are and where they're from and what their story was. And they give them the bag of hope that Todd mentioned. And they help them get to a place that may be somewhat familiar to them. It may not be, because they were taken at such young ages. But there's a big party that's thrown in their honor. The church community in that village, in that area, they come together and they praise God that this slave has been found and been released and been set free from that captivity. Todd, I don't think that if we were honest and we did that exercise on our own, we thought about it, I don't think there's a one of us that could say that somehow this $250 was in some way not worth that liberation. Of all the things that we blow $250 on in the course of a year, to give someone freedom from that is just a remarkable thing.
Yeah. Yeah, $250, I think everyone within the sound of our voice over the course of certainly a year, we're going to spend that much money on things that arguably are meaningless. They're not bad. They're just, you know, meaningless. Certainly not, don't have the value anywhere near the value of transforming a human life and setting a human being free in the name of Jesus. But I would dare say, Kev, and I know this is, you know, true of many of us have been so blessed. We can blow $250 over the course of a month and not even know where it went. You know, meals here, sodas there, coffee's a big one for me. Sometimes I got to take a look and say, oh boy, Starbucks got way too much of the budget this month. Don't feel guilty about getting coffee, but it's just a good reminder that, man, every one of us can make a difference in the life of a human being. We tend to give to the things that have captured our hearts. And, man, I would just encourage you, pray, just say, God, why do you have me hearing this? I didn't know about this, didn't know this was a thing, but, man, this really touched me. All these beautiful women that were taken as children, separated from their parents, maybe even many of them we hear horrific stories. They watched their parents killed before their very eyes. And then they're taken to a foreign land and suffered all the abuse and more that Kevin talked about. And yeah, you got to believe that every night the only thing that gets them up in the next morning is, okay, well, maybe today will be the day that I find out that I get to be free. And finally, through CSI, that day can come. That day can come. We've got another liberation coming up in just a few months, and we would love and covet your gift right now so that we can add even more women to the list of people that we can free. Kev, we've been doing this 25 years, and we freed over 130-ish thousand, 35,000 slaves, but we're not going to stop until they're all set free. Mm-hmm. And now we're able to free kids along with their moms. So I'm actually looking at a picture of Anger Garang Aher, when she made her multi-day march into freedom into South Sudan. She was actually 8 months pregnant at the time. And so by now she has had her baby in freedom instead of having that baby in captivity. And that was a baby that was a product of sexual abuse at the hands of her master. But she doesn't harbor any ill, you know, feelings about the baby. That's her child. Regardless of how she came by that child, she knows that God gave her that child, and she is so thankful that she and her child are going to move forward in life in freedom. And it may well be that if you gave to our last CSI campaign, you freed, it was your gift that freed Anger. And so, man, just, and I can't know that, none of us can know that really, but I just want you to take satisfaction that if you gave previously to this cause, you have freed a human being. And if you haven't, you can give now and you can free a human being.
800-222-5909. We need you to help us. There are 65 lives still hanging in the balance. 800-222-5909. $250 rescues one of them right now. 800-222-5909. 800-222-5909. Or go to WMCA.com.
The Stand Courageous Men's Conference is coming to New Jersey in just a few short days. On March 23rd from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., men from across the metro area will be gathering together to be encouraged and challenged. The venue will be Liquid Church in Parsippany. The cost is $69 per man or $49 with a group of 10 or more. Breakfast and lunch are included. There are special discounts for veterans and first responders. Men, please bring your sons, your sons-in-laws, and your friends. Stand Courageous is a ministry that seeks to help men be all that God has called them to be. Space is limited, so register now at standcourageous.com/events. That's standcourageous.com/events. Or for groups by calling 1-800-225-4008. That's 800-225-4008. Plan to join us on March 23rd and stand courageous.
My name is Imran Ansari, and I lead the Civil Litigation Division of Idala, Bertuna & Kamens, the preeminent New York litigation law firm. Have you been injured in a construction site accident? Have you fallen from a scaffold, ladder, or height while on the work site? If the answer is yes, then you may be entitled to significant monetary compensation for your injuries. In most cases, the law in New York favors you as the plaintiff if injured in a fall while working on someone else's property. It is important you speak to an attorney right away to make sure your rights are protected. Myself and our team of experienced trial attorneys will never settle for less than what you deserve. We are always ready to go to court to fight for you and seek justice. If you or a loved one have been injured in an accident, don't delay. Call Idala, Bertuna & Kamens at 212-486-0011, 212-486-0011, or visit us at idalalaw.com. Idala, Bertuna, and Kamens, fighting for justice, fighting for you.
Need a Bible verse? Need a concordance? Need help with that sermon you're working on? Try the powerful new Bible study resources, all free and at your command at BibleStudyTools.com.
What you need to know, when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad you're with us. Final few minutes of Kevin McCullough Radio, and 800-222-5909. That is the access code to rescue a life right now. $250 rescues one woman from slavery in the most heinous conditions you can imagine. The rest of the world has forgotten about her. And Todd, I seem to remember that the Bible says something about how we treat those who are forgotten by everybody else. I seem to remember that Jesus said that if you treat those who are the least of these, the ones that are the most forgotten, the ones that are the most thrown away by the rest of the world, you're really doing it as though you're treating him that way. No?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Matthew 25, you know, Jesus said, you know, when I was naked, you clothed me. When I was hungry, you fed me. He didn't say when I'm in prison, but he did say that when you visit the prisoner in captivity, you are, you know, you are, You're being love. You are being Jesus to those people. And, that calling for all of us and that opportunity really, I mean, we said this earlier in the program, Kev, I'm just absolutely convinced that, we are approaching the end of, you know, before time before the Lord comes back because, man, the world is getting so dark. But Jesus also himself in Matthew said, look, in, you know, when things are getting toward the end, the hearts of many are going to go cold because there's so much wickedness in the world. But then he told his followers, but don't give up. Don't lose heart. Persevere, because in so doing, you will be saved. And actually, in that perseverance and in just continuing to sow love and do good in the world in the name of Jesus, Kev, that's how more of the world is going to be saved and delivered in the name of Jesus. And I just feel like, you know, I'm not a theologian. I'm not a prophet, but boy, it sure does feel like when you look around that we might be getting into that realm. So I just want to challenge you, remain steadfast, lean into the Lord, trust him for everything financially, that his will be carried out in the world. And say, God, how would you use me today? And how would you use me within the context of freeing these women and kids? Don't let the money get in your way. Money can paralyze us thinking about the money. Shred that. God is going to provide you. If he lays this on your heart to do it, don't worry about the $250. Just give the $250. God will provide. He always has. He always will. And you will be changing a life, transforming a life, freeing a captive in the name of Jesus. And there is no more beautiful or higher calling than any of us as followers of Jesus can have than to participate in what he's doing through CSI. So thank you for praying about it. And I encourage you to pray, but you know, sometimes Kev say, well, I'm going to pray about that, but that's a stall tactic. I don't think you really, honestly, and I'm not trying to be snarky. I don't think you need to pray much about this, right? God wants to free these people and you get to be a part of that
what
process.
What is there that's spiritually confusing about this? The
exactly,
freeing of the slave,
right?
Or the feeding the poor or whatever aspect of it.
Yeah,
is.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I'm not sure there's much cloudiness here, but maybe you're trying to decide what is that amount that I'm supposed to do. That I understand that. So pray about that. Todd and I can't tell you what to do, but you know what in your heart God is calling you, touching you. Some of you do it every single year, and we're grateful for those of you that do. 800-222-5909 is the number, 800-222-5909. You can also give online at WMCA.com, 800-222-5909, 800-222-5909, or WMCA.com. Please give now. It is not too late. There are 65 lives that continue to hang in the balance, and we need your help.